Is that a shadow? Or is someone really there?
Do you feel like you're not alone?
Well, we all have those times when we feel things around us are amiss.
It's those times we need to pause and examine these events closer.
You are now in paranormal timeout.
Today is going to be an interesting day. Mm-hmm. We are on an investigation. Someone reached out to us and asked us if we would investigate. This time we're at an office building, and what goes on here is the staff has reported hearing voices. The cleaning crew actually has witnessed papers flying out of the printer. Cleaning crew has also heard voices. And then one of the staff members actually heard a whisper in her ear.
Oh, Lord.
And it freaked her out so much she had to leave the building.
Oh, my goodness.
And she was afraid to come back to work. She would not come back to work unless someone else was in the building with her.
Wow. And also you were saying that someone saw like cupboards or drawers open and closed and shouldn't have been?
Yeah. Well, they've walked to the printing station, and they notice that drawers are open when no one should have opened them.
Right.
They've noticed cupboards open, and they shouldn't be open. So at one point, they thought maybe someone broke in here, but it's kind of difficult to break into a secure office building like this.
And there's definitely no one else here but us.
Right.
Right now.
No one's
here.
Very interesting. It could be an interesting night.
Yes. Let's see what we can see or find or
and
run
get
out of
into.
Here.
Yeah. Because.
I thought I just saw something.
What? Like what?
Like a shadow. Like just the corner of my eye, like right.
Yeah. When we first walked in, I thought I heard footsteps.
Oh,
but
yeah. You said you thought you heard something because I was like, huh? But yeah, I thought I saw something in the corner of my eye.
It could just be our mind playing.
Yeah, maybe.
Games, tricks, whatever. We have our EMF detector that we're going to use.
We have all our gadgets.
We'll walk the office. Mm-hmm. And then
some readings.
I want to see after we walk what your thoughts are.
Well, I started walking towards this way and I started getting a creepy feeling.
It's probably because the lights are off.
Yeah, maybe because the lights are off. But
hang on, let me get my light.
Is that door supposed to be open?
It almost looks like it's like,
like someone was peeking out, huh?
Well, it almost looks like it's like moving.
See, that's what I thought too just a second ago. I thought I had saw it like
move. The cleaning crew was just in here before we got here, so maybe they left it open.
They left it open?
But
well, they might have.
I mean, it kind of looked like it was moving.
Yeah, this is creepy.
Did you hear that?
No.
There was a noise in here.
Yeah, I'm getting like a creepy vibe like back
here. Now that we've somewhat
look at the place,
what are your thoughts?
I got a little creepy back, you know, coming back this way, but it could have been because all the lights were off.
Yeah.
Oh, but I just felt a little creepy coming around the corner. When I walked in, I didn't feel anything.
Okay.
But just coming around that corner, I just got that little chill feeling.
If there's anyone in here with us, can you make a noise? Can you knock? Just make any noise so that we know that you're here.
What was that?
I don't know, but it sounded like rustling.
Yeah, did you hear? Okay. That's what I was like, what was that?
Yeah, like.
Like the, like.
Over here.
Yeah. Or something back that way.
Did you?
Like a rustling noise. Like that way. Or it could have been that. I don't know if it was over this way.
Let's stay right here. Can you make another noise, please?
We want to know if you're the one that's been causing problems, we hear. Scaring people a little bit, maybe not intentionally.
This is Alex. I'm Ashley. We mean you no harm. We just want to communicate. We have several devices. This black thing in Alex's hand.
Always.
You can come and touch the green light and it'll light up to darker green, yellow, orange, or red.
I always have a black thing in my hand. That isn't nothing new. Sorry, spirits. I like to
come on. We'd like to like have to a little fun while we're on an investigation. Yeah. It kind of hides our
nervousness. I think the spirits like it sometimes. I think they get a kick out of it.
We can set it down and then you can come and touch it. Did you hear something?
What? That was the air conditioning, but yes, I heard. Do you hear all that noise back there?
Sounds like someone's walking.
Yeah. It sounded like someone
back here.
Was stomping their feet over there.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, I hope we're picking this up.
I hope we're picking this stuff up. Because we're hearing wrestling. I'm hearing, like, foots.
Can you make a loud knock, please? Like this.
Or any kind of loud noise you want. Throw something across the room. Knock something over.
Go in the front again. In the front of the office. Yes,
that way.
And
like the drawers are opening and stuff?
Yes. Let's see if we can get anything. Now, whoa, that computer is on.
Is it supposed to be?
I don't know. I wonder if it was on when
they left?
When we walked in. I guess we should have looked.
Yeah, can you make these papers move? We heard you like to do that.
Here's something, too. The office manager told me that they were in a previous building, mm-hmm. and they had a ghost there, too. Jeez. So it could, they're thinking that maybe it followed them?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's someone that had to do something with someone that works there, or with what's being transferred here.
Maybe. So I think we are going to do a spirit box session.
Yeah, maybe we can pick up some stuff.
And, yeah, see if whatever is here will communicate. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. It was like a snapping. Is that light on? Is it supposed to be up?
I don't think it turned off.
Oh, okay, because it almost sounded like when the light
like
goes
on. It sounded like a light turned on.
Yeah.
But we didn't walk back there.
Were they off when we came over here? Ooh, I don't know. Because it did sound like.
That one was on. These two are off. This one is on. But yeah, it definitely sounded like a light got turned
like
on.
Like when we would walk by these lights and they'd automatically turn on like a snap.
That's exactly what it sounded like. Necrophonic is what we use. If you want to use it at your own discretion. I know, it's always so loud.
Mm-hmm. And it's creepy as hell.
Can you tell us your name, please?
Hey.
Hey.
How many spirits are here?
Yeah.
Ten? I thought I heard an eight, and then I heard that definitely a ten. Why so many?
What?
That was a sentence.
Did it say woman?
I thought it said mommy.
Kid.
Sounded like a little kid.
I'm hearing stuff
back here
in these. Yeah. Are you in this office?
Are you watching us? I'm hearing like lots of noise.
Yeah, I am too.
It sounded like something open. What color shirt is one of us wearing? Said pink.
And I'm wearing a pink shirt. Uh-huh. And you have pink hair.
Yeah.
Whoa. So there's pink. Definitely something. Yeah. Can you tell us how many spirits are here?
Older.
Said older.
That.
Are you attached to someone who works here?
Said I do.
Drink.
That's not her drink. Drink what?
Room. It said room.
Which room?
It sounded like it said behind you.
Yeah, I heard behind you.
Yeah.
Marie.
Did it say hurry or Marie?
One of the two. It said behind you again. What's that? Oh, shit. Okay, we're stopping. What the?
Did you hear music?
It was either music
or like a...
or a whistle.
Yeah, it was something like a
okay,
chime.
We're a little freaked out right now because we are the only ones in this building. And
in this whole building, there's no one here.
That was...
I definitely heard like a jingle or a whistle or a singing.
Yeah,
something.
I did too. Yeah. I hope we picked that up. I don't know if we were doing the spirit box. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. That I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, it sounded like a jingle or a tingling ding. I heard it again.
Yeah, I did too.
It sounded like a whistle that time or something.
What the hell is... I don't know how to... What?
I heard something behind me when I was walking this way.
What did you hear?
I heard it in that room right there. It just was like someone walking or some kind of noise.
Oh, another thing that I forgot to mention is one of the staff here, they heard water running.
Okay.
And they went to...
These two rooms. What?
I just heard that music again.
It's like a little chime or a whistle or something.
So they went to where the sink is and the water wasn't on. Like it didn't. That was me.
Oh, shit.
They heard water on and they went to look and there was no water
like
on.
Like someone turned the faucet on?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I definitely want to leave lights on.
What
was that?
What did you hear now?
I heard like a bang back there.
I didn't hear it.
Or was that you moving that chair?
I didn't move the chair.
I heard a bang back there. Man.
Well, now you want to come alive and do some things?
And we're not playing this up. This is real. You can always expect us to be 100% real with you. We're going to go back to the front of the office. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to turn the spirit box back on. Try to give us a name, please. We just want to know what your name is. Tell us your name. Are you male or female? Can you give us a name?
Can you say the name of someone who works here?
It said the name of someone who works here.
Thank you. Can you move something now?
What?
Because I want to see it.
Yeah, I did ask you why.
Because I want to see if the other people... I want to see what the other people saw.
Can you knock that paper off?
No.
It said no.
Because earlier I thought it said let's see. Like... let me see kind of thing.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Is the air turning on?
Okay. I was like,
Although, the air didn't turn on.
Nope.
What was that?
I don't know. It sounded like a door being opened and closed.
Yeah, it did.
Do you hear that?
No, what is it?
Sounds like someone is walking upstairs or something.
I don't hear that.
You didn't hear that? Oh. I'm like, I heard a door open and I heard like stomping again, like someone was walking up like stairs.
Mm-hmm. What the heck was that? I heard something down there.
Mm-hmm. It's very active down there.
But then when we go down there.
Yeah, we hear it somewhere else or we don't hear it at all.
We're hearing like water. No way. We're hearing water in the bathroom.
That was water.
Like, that, so that.
Like, it sounded like someone was peeing. It wasn't like, so like full blast.
Maybe that's what she
sounded like someone heard. Was peeing. Because if I turn this on, that's not what I heard. Almost like the gurgling noise, but it sounded like someone was peeing.
At first it sounded like talking, and then it...
Yes! At first I thought it was something jingling and then talking, and then it sounded like someone was taking a piss. And it sounded like when a guy pees. Sorry, I mean, but that's what it sounded like. Unless that was some other kind of water thing going on.
It sounded like water, for sure.
Yeah, it sounded like pee or water, but it was very loud.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that. I really hope we caught that.
Yeah, I really hope, because it was loud.
Should we do an experiment?
Sure.
Where you go to that room by yourself and I'll stay back here?
Which room?
To the front room.
Oh, up there?
Or you can stay here.
Okay,
and yeah. I can go up to the front. All right. So you record here.
Okay, I'm recording. Keep hearing noises from the right and to the left. Now either it's something here doing the whistling, or maybe it's explainable that I just can't explain right now. Okay, heard another noise. Okay, I heard another noise. Back there towards the bathroom again.
Is there anything else we wanted to try and do, or should we wrap it up?
I want to wrap it up. I don't know what else we can, like.
Because it's not like this office is very big. Yeah. I think we have done all we can. Because, unfortunately, we don't do all-nighters because we have a family. You're a single parent. So we do the best we can. We want to thank all of our new listeners.
Yes, we have. Seems like a ton more.
We thank you and appreciate you for tuning in, because we know there are a lot of other paranormal podcasts you can listen to.
Yeah, and we're also glad that the new listeners or old listeners have listened to our older stuff too.
Yeah.
Gone back and listened to those as well.
Yeah. As of right now, our top played episode is The Investigation of Your House.
Yes.
So maybe we need to go back.
Yeah. That one could probably be an all-nighter one night, because, I mean, it's at my house.
And
I
mean, maybe we should invite our friend mm-hmm. who we did that investigation mm-hmm. with at his place.
Yeah, his house, yeah. His reactions will be something you'd want to hear.
Because I think that he will actually see what true evidence mm-hmm. is.
Yeah, because he's very interested, but he's very, hasn't seen a lot.
Well, and I don't think he's actually had a true...
No, I don't think he's had a true experience.
No. Mm-mm. And we definitely had strange things happen in your house.
Oh, yeah.
And you still, to this day, have strange things happen to you. So.
Yeah. That's... I still hear someone... open and closing, like when I'm in my bed, I hear the bathroom open and close.
Can we plan that soon?
Yeah.
And then we'll also go to that park that we talked about.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But that's something we need to do during the day.
Mm, yes, because that park is, it just even felt creepy even when we went by it. And that was at night, though.
Yeah, it was at night.
It started getting dark, and I just...
I do not want to go there at night.
Oh, no, I would definitely. Knowing what happened there. Yeah, it looked kind of shady. Even when we went through,
like... Even though it's in a, like... multi-million dollar neighborhood.
It's in a nice ass neighborhood.
But we're two little girls, so
I'm not gonna chance that. Even if that was a big old dude, I'm not just like putting yourself somewhere on purpose to
Something bad to happen.
Yeah.
And I mean some of the people that we saw there didn't look like the best people.
No, so. And like why were they there? It was really weird.
Exactly, especially that late at night. So maybe we'll try to communicate one last time with the spirit or spirits that are in this building. Please make your presence known because we're going to leave.
Yes.
We want to know that you're here.
Give us a knock. Whisper.
If you're here, knock twice. I think sometimes spirits don't like to communicate that way. Although in previous investigations, we have had responses through knocking. So that's definitely, I think, my favorite response is a knock.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe sometimes they're just like, who are you? I'm not going to do that for you.
Right.
Why should I do that
and
for you?
And this spirit definitely seems mischievous with the whispering.
Oh, yeah. And the moving of, throwing stuff on the floor.
Right.
Opening stuff. I mean, we know you want to be known.
Hopefully we didn't stir up too much so that when they come back to work...
All hell breaks loose.
they have a interesting experience.
Right. Now there's shit flying everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, crap.
Then we'll definitely come back and do an all-nighter. I think this is going to wrap up our investigation here at this office building. If you have an office or a house or somewhere you would like us to investigate, give us a call at 213-293-7228
or you can visit us on Instagram, Paranormal Timeout, at Paranormal Timeout.
Yes. You can reach out to us. You can send us a text. You can call. You can DM us. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a paranormal story you'd like to share, we don't necessarily have to share it on the podcast. It can just be an experience that you've had and you want to tell someone because not too many people believe and we will believe you.
Yep.
So
you got to get it out and we'll listen.
Yes.
And on that note, have pleasant dreams.